Thanks for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about Indigenous communities in Malaysia. Joining us on the line now, we have Syak Koyo, artist and Orang Asli activist. Syak, good evening. Thank you for joining us again tonight. Now, yesterday was the International Day for Indigenous People. This year's theme, it was resilience and the preservation of Indigenous knowledge. Syak, does this theme resonate with you?
Yes, I think that's actually what we... wanting to do, and this actually give us some opportunity to be, you know, to be able to speak what we want to share, like, and also to share about our stories, as well as our as Indigenous people, and we always because grew up with a storytelling from our generation, from our ancestors. So with this theme of the of this year, about resilience, I think it allow us to speak about the story from our ancestor, and also enable for us to continue the tradition of a storytelling to our future children. That I'm quite passionate in sharing a story, and also I will continue tradition to our future children, because
right, Syak. Like, in fact, you know, I've seen your artwork, and you know, you do create these really powerful images. And there are many people within your community with such talent, you know, and expressing it through the medium of art. I want to know specifically, though, from your community, do events like this, an International Day to celebrate Indigenous communities, does that actually do anything for the community? Does it create increased awareness about the challenges for the community? Does it draw attention from the larger Malaysian public to your concerns? What value is it to you?
First of all, you know, and as an Indigenous artist, I realize it's a big challenge for me just to tell people about Orang Asli itself, because there's so many of Malaysian itself doesn't know what Orang Asli is, and that's my challenge, first challenge. But with this World Indigenous Day, actually give Orang Asli to be give them some time to celebrate their culture as well, give them some opportunity to show what they are, and actually show to young generation that they are. It's okay to show their culture to outside world. In the same time, we celebrate it. So, with my work and in my artwork, I was depicting about Orang Asli, because that's the reason I did it. Is I think it came from my experience as Orang Asli, going to school without any Orang Asli knowledge being taught, and there's no history of Orang Asli being taught in the school. That's why I keep pen about Orang Asli, talk about Orang Asli, and advocate in Orang Asli right.
Syak, that resonates with some things that you have said in previous interviews, that you said, you know, Malaysians haven't been educated about Indigenous people. You know, what would you like to see in Malaysian textbooks about Orang Asli's, about Malaysia's Indigenous communities?
Well, first of all, you need to get the Orang Asli staff to write about our story. That's the first thing to do. And another thing, you just start to introduce the Orang Asli history in the local and Malaysian education system. That will help as well. And at the same time, with this effort, there will reduce some of bully cases in the school among the Orang Asli. Also, will reduce the drug cases among Orang Asli students in the high school, because I realized so many dropout cases is came from a lack of understanding by other races to what Orang Asli, because they don't know how to respect the Orang Asli, because because most of them never seen or never heard Orakli before. Some of them are just using that so many bully happening because they have no understanding whatsoever of Orakli. And I hope in the future we can work together and building this and adding positive outcome by putting the indigenous history in education system.
Yeah, very quickly, Shak, I understand what you're saying around the question of prejudice and maybe, you know, long-held cultural notions about Orang Asli that are negative in nature. But I want to ask you, if we can, in the last minute or so, the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, this was a big issue a couple of months ago. These issues come up in the media and then they disappear.
Right.
What's the status now about the Kuala Langat North Forest reserve issue?
So far, I haven't heard anything yet from any party. And so far, I try my best to tell people about this story. And also, at the moment, we still have the Gamundar Cove built. Gamundar Cove is a theme park built. I think it's building now next to this North Kuala Langat Forest Reserve. So that's by Gamundar Cove. So, but the North Forest Reserve is still intact. But I hope there's no other news, bad news for us. So I hope we still keep this forest for us and also for our nation, because this is the only peat forest left in Selangor, and then there's so many endangered species. There's a very virgin forest for all the wildlife. So this is my ancestor land. This is where my ancestor came from. So that's actually very important to formulation.
Well, keep us updated if you hear of any developments on this issue. Let's not let it fade away from public attention. Thank you, Shak, for speaking with us tonight. We appreciate your time. That's all the time we have on this episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching. Good night.